AircheckDownloads.com. And now, live, irritating the nation, Steve Penk.
Not Steve Pank, is it?
Nothing to do with him whatsoever.
I said, Stevie Panky, what's he playing at? He drives me nuts. At breakfast time, he's such a lousy loser. He drives me nuts. He's got such lousy hair and a poor complexion. He needs some style. His clothes look like he bought them from a car boot. Oh, he's so vile. Penky, Penky, throw him in the Thames. Penky, Penky, drives us round the bend.
Yes, he may drive us round the bend, but you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to kick him in the ghoulies and throw him in the Thames.
Kick him in the ghoulies and throw the plunker in the Thames.
I'm ready for you. So here's the deal then. Every night, Sunday to Thursday, you turn the radio on, 10 o'clock at night, it's time for The Penkster. The Penk Panther is here once again. It's 10:05, this is Steve Penk. I'm telling you now, we've got one hell of a show for you tonight. If there's a song we can play for you, if there's something you want to tell me, if there's a problem you'd like me to solve for you, this is the telephone number. 0870-202-8000. If you sat there now thinking, I wish Penky would play such and such a song, then give us a call. It's a new number for this time of night, every night. 0870-202-8000.
Across the UK, Steve Penk.
Right, don't forget Penky's Blegorama. If you work for a company, any company at all that manufactures something, it can be anything from cars to makeup, videos to DVDs, clothing to food, I would like you to send in a free sample to this show.
Is that the Steve Penk show? Remember, don't piss me off, Penky, because I'm running out of places to hide the bodies.
Fax here from Kate Briggs. She says, Penky, all men are idiots, and I married the king. Jesus loves you, but everyone else thinks you're an arsehole. Let's do it, then.
Across the UK. That's a scary thought. This is Steve Penk.
I can't thank you for being part of the Steve Payne Late Show. Thanks for being here this late. More and more people joining us every night. In fact, the latest listening figures are just in, and we're now up to 12 listeners. 12 listeners listening to this show right now. It's unbelievable. Thank you for that. Also, I hope you had a good weekend. I spent most of my weekend thundering up and down various motorways. Oh, how I love the motorway network in this country. If you haven't got any kids under the age of 6, and I've got 2 under the age of 6, I can't explain to you the joy of sitting in endless traffic jams. You've no idea the nightmare it can be. You know Foxy who does the Pepsi chart? Well, Neil Fox has learnt to fly a helicopter. He's got a full helicopter pilot's license, and he's got a helicopter. Now that is the way to travel. London to Manchester, instead of 6 hours, 35 minutes. That's the way to do it. Now, listen, tonight on the show, we continue our series of confusing our American friends. Now, Bethan Davis, who's the producer of this show, is American. She's from Los Angeles. And we were chatting on the air last week about simple words and phrases that we may use every day, that if you were to go to America on holiday or business, they wouldn't have a clue what you were talking about. Tonight, the phrase is take the piss. Apparently, if you were to go to the States, either on business or on holiday, and you were to use the phrase take the piss, they wouldn't have a clue what you were talking about.
Lately, been
wandering.
Right, a few TV bits over the weekend. That Ulrika thing. You know where they go in and basically wreck people's homes? Fantastic. These insane parents allow their kids to decorate their house however they want to. You can make me whole again. And every week you can see the pain, the torture, the raw emotion on their parents' faces when they see how their own kids have ruined their home. The idea is great, Ulrika is great. It's one of the best things on TV all weekend. The worst thing on TV all weekend, another repeat of A Touch of Frost. We don't want to see any more Frost repeats. Look at the viewing figures, for heaven's sake. Nobody wants to watch... What's that on a Saturday night? We want a laugh. Put something on that's going to make us laugh, for God's sake.
Steve, pardon me while I clear my throat. Thank you.
BRB Birmingham.
Hi, I'm Adrian Baker, sales manager at Beechwood Audi.
With more Penk than any other station, this is Steve Penk.
Right, it's 10:25. Last Thursday night on the show, we had a Britney Spears free zone. No Britney Spears for 3 hours on Thursday night. My God, it was heaven. Tonight, I'm banning Kylie Minogue. No Kylie for the next 3 hours. This show for the next 3 hours is a Kylie Minogue free zone.
Across the UK. That's a scary thought. This is Steve Peck.
He's on the radio with the late night show and he likes to wind you up. He goes out and there from Leicester Square and you just can't shut him up. Stop, 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 and it's Pankey. Stop, Steve, stop, Steve, stop, Steve Pankey. It's so wrong, he's getting excited. Please don't stop, I'm the one on your shoe.
Right, coming next, it's Penky's DIY.
I am so high.
Revenge.
I can hear ever.
Steve, pardon me while I clear my throat. Thank you. Steve Penk.
No, my heart can't say no more.
No more.
No more.
And you remember, the more you complain, the longer God makes you live. Also, as you return to work tomorrow, remember these words. To steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal ideas from many people is research. It's 11:09, this is Steve Pank. A few bits today. 15% of people say their neighbours are a pain in the arse. Yeah, I'd agree with that. The old British attitude of not wanting to kick up a fuss when we're not happy about something or the service of someone is a thing of the past. 65% of us now regularly complain if we're not happy about something. What else we got today? According to some new report, 18% of us say we feel unfulfilled in our lives. And here's a question for you. Who would you call if your life started to fall apart? 58% of people say they've got at least five people they can turn to in a serious personal crisis. Just under a fifth of people only have three people they feel they could call. And 2% of people say they don't have a single person they could turn to.
Yeah.
Aircheckdownloads.com.